Hey there, guys and gals. It's Judy calling. Been a long time, hasn't it? Little by little, I'm getting my life back. My arm is beginning to be able to move, but that certainly didn't come from following the diagram from the physical therapy from the doctor's office encouraging me to do physical therapy. It seemed like I started making progress once I started listening to my neighbor who said, have fun with it. Don't make it into a following the steps of a diagram. Enjoy it as much as you can. And I'm like, yeah, right. Who wants to enjoy physical therapy? But she said, look, and she showed me a couple of things, and she said, okay, pretend you're making snow angels. Okay, now lift that left arm. Come on, you want that left wing to be just as good as the right wing. And then she just told me to kind of like move my arms around like I was dancing. And then she said, okay, now you really want to get that arm going, do the monkey dance. And she hung her bad arm down, and she let it sway back and forth. And you know, I was laughing and having a good time doing physical therapy, which is just as insane as having a great time while you're going through a root canal. But, of course, there's a spiritual connotation to all of this, and not to overly spiritualize. We just need to find our joy in the midst of where we are. We might be in a painful place, but dwelling on that pain is only going to make the measure of life we have not a very pleasant one. And so today I would just encourage you to find joy even in the simple things. Here in New Hampshire, our lilacs are in full bloom, and I love nothing more than drinking in the beautiful fragrance of lilacs. And in fact, just a week ago, I got a phone call, and I have a secret sister who was assigned to me at the woman's retreat in March. And I get a phone call, and the local florist says, we have a delivery for Russo, Judy Russo. Could you tell me how to get there? And I'm thinking, who would be sending me anything? It's not a birthday, it's not an anniversary, it's nothing. And I went to the door about a half hour later, and there was the most beautiful bouquet of lilacs in a purple vase. And I was like beside myself, because lilacs truly take my breath away. And I just sat down at my dining room table, and I just said, Lord, you knew. And it just, with a little note from your secret sister, I hope you love lilacs just as much as I do. So, you know, find your joy. Maybe it's the fragrance of lilacs. Maybe it's the feel of the warm sun across your face as you walk back into your office after lunch. Maybe it's a butterfly. Maybe it's the smile of a little child, or maybe just the love of the people around you. But find your joy, and don't let Satan steal that joy. Don't let him steal every bit of your life. You know, right now it's not easy for you. It's hard. Yes, it is hard. But if you dwell on those hard things, then Satan has succeeded in stealing away your joy, which is your strength. So anyway, guys, I love you a lot. I'm going to call again because I got a crazy story to share with you. So have a wonderful day, and know you are loved. The joy of the Lord is your strength. 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 Woohoo! Talk to you next time. Bye-bye now.